Enjoyed that track and want to check it out, please check out that whole album, Plastic Beach by Gorillaz. Fan fucking tastic album. As I said earlier, at first I only knew Stylo, that song, but then I started liking all the other singles, like Welcome to the World of Plastic Beach with Snoop Dogg, Empire Ants with Little Dragon, Super Fast Jellyfish with somebody else, De La Soul. Yeah, there's a ton of really, really awesome songs. Lou Reed's on one of the songs. Anyway, yeah, that was Gorillaz with, on the Plastic Beach album, with Stylo featuring Bobby Womack and that other person whose name I just forgot, Mos Def. Next up is a song I played a lot last year on my show because it's honestly one of my favorite songs. Coming to you from the genre of nerdcore rap. This is really, really nerdy rappers who rap about D&D and math and shit like that. And it's becoming a really strong genre within the rap communities. I watched a really awesome documentary on it. This is pretty much the forefront artist in nerdcore rap. This is MC Frontalot, with the song Yellow Lasers. You listen closely to the lyrics, this song is super fucked up, so listen closely. Enjoy.
I met her at the Star Wars convention. Did I mention she was looking for love? I had to call her bluff. Lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude in the no fat chick shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revoke, rewind, resend, retract. You heard me, she said. I'll take any man here to descend to the cave where you conquer the fear. And I'll steer you to the side to force you choose. Somebody's standing up here now. This girl, you have to understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front, then I spoke. I ain't spitting game, look, I got a Wookiee hat on. But these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. See, you put them in shock, and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eye, said, is your mind free? 'Cause I've got something for you. It is shiny, it is upstairs, watching her wind up the buns in her hair. I declare that I'd like to be Luke, unless that's a bit too perverted for you. Well, I could be Jabba, a Jawa, an Ewok when we talk. Ooh, lock a bleak block. Wait, I've seen all the flicks, all the books that I read. I don't recall any character tied to the bed. But that's alright, I'ma just pretend that I'm encased in carbonite. Why, that's a nice gold bikini, you make that? Shows off what you got, no mistake. That's one fine view of Chewbacca you're giving me. Lower that down here, we'll be living the linguistic lifestyle of the protocol droid. Then comes the part where I'm not overjoyed. Fire, she said, and before I could scream, got a steaming mouthful of yellow laser beam.
Once again, that was Yellow Lasers by MC Frontalot. Think that album was Nerdcore Rising, which is the same title as the documentary around him and the rest of Nerdcore rap. Nerdcore. If you liked that, also check out the rest of MC Frontalot, MC Chris. There's a bunch of them out there. So, yeah, that was Nerdcore rap. If you didn't like it, then don't listen to it. Next up, we have Thundercat, who is a really, really awesome bass player. He played with Flying Lotus. Flying Lotus, you might know if you are into the EDM scene. Got really awesome beats. But yeah, there's some really awesome bass tracks in Flylo's stuff. And that was this guy named Thundercat. Really cool guy, obviously named after Thundercats. Plays bass and has all these feathers in his hat and shit like that. Anyway, he came out with a solo album with a band. Behind him, this is Walkin from, not like Christopher Walken, but Walking without the G, from Golden Age of the Apocalypse. This is Thundercat. Fuck that up a bit right there. Once again, that was Thundercat with Walkin'. as opposed to walking or Christopher Walken. If you heard a little bleep bloop noise during that, that was my good friend Danielle Barrett, who wants me to give her a shout out. Shout out. She's in London and not here hanging out with me. Yeah, so that bleep bloop was this. I'm getting off topic right here, off tropic. Not a good speaker today. That was the noise that Facebook added when you get a notification. I bring my laptop to the yurt and I play my music and I do all my social networking things, telling the four people that listen to the show that is on and you can call in or whatever. But Facebook added this feature where it goes bleep bloop whenever you get a notification. And then I went into my sound mixer and I turned all the sound from Firefox off because that's where Facebook is. It didn't even work. So I'm not sure what to do. I'm just going to close all other things other than Spotify and iTunes, in which I DJ from. Anyway, I got a new song for you. I got all frazzled by that. I haven't chosen it yet, so this is going to take me a little bit. I can't really have a conversation because there's nobody else to talk to. Oh, here's a song. This one goes out to somebody who's not listening. A good friend, Jade Donaldson, showed me this band, gave me a mix CD after we were in a play together. This is Cut Your Ribbon by a band called Sparta. If you know the band, the Mars Volta, they originally came from two separate bands, At the Drive-In, which is awesome also, and this band Sparta. This is Sparta with Cut Your Ribbon. Never mind. My computer's screwing up. Let's see if I can find it somewhere else. Dead air. Here is Cut Your Ribbon. I apologize for that.
Now!
That was Sparta, like Leonidas, and that movie 300, that's their band name, with the song Cut Your Ribbon. Fantastic song, fantastic album. I listen to that in the car when I'm angry. I didn't describe this show earlier because I just wanted to get into it. I was in a rush. I keep making that noise, but YOLO, right? This is a radio show that kind of encompasses what I am as a music listener, which is everything. I listen to everything from classical to jazz to death metal to rap, everything musical I listen to. So you'll hear all those certain genres if you listen. You've already heard rap, hardcore punk, crazy Japanese music, which was really awesome. I love that song. Here's another metal-y song. This is kind of sludge metal-y, but a little bit melodic. This is Mastodon, one of my favorite bands in the world, with the song Colony of Birchmen from the album Blood Mountain. This song features Josh Homme on vocals. Not a lot of people know that because he's not credited, but during the chorus, you can hear his voice harmonizing. Josh Homme is from Queens of the Stone Age, if you didn't know that. Anyway, here it is, Colony of Birchmen.
We'll be right back.
And that was Mastodon, one of my favorite bands ever, with Colony of Birchmen. I keep making that noise, a little tisk noise. Little couple non-musical things. Well, kind of musical, but non-me playing music things. I was reminded of it because that song is exactly 4 minutes 20 seconds long, 4:20 being a very important date to Hampshire students because, well, look it up. Anyway, it was recently announced that Hampshire's Spring Jam, our annual spring concert and carnival festivities. My friends actually stole a root beer keg and sprayed it all over my lounge last year. Fun times. It was announced that 4:20 is going to be Spring Jam. And if you want to maybe get a band recommended, you can email whoever it is that organizes it. And I'm not sure who that is. Go on Facebook, check it out, whatever. I tried to get a band that I went to high school with, but they were already busy because they're already rock stars. Also happening that day is one of the prospective student visit days, which is very funny because that usually happens around 4:20 or on 4:20 every day. So prospective students and parents of those students get a interesting culture shock when they come to the Hampshire's campus on 4:20 of all dates. I mean, any date you can walk through halls and smell something that smells like a skunk. However, it won't be a skunk. But on 4:20, it's like a national holiday out here. I don't personally partake, but everybody else I know does. So that's a bit of news for y'all. Next up for music is a rap trio called Das Racist. They came from a college similar to Hampshire. It was similar because it's liberal arts, not really similar because Hampshire's not similar to anywhere. This is Happy Rappy by Das Racist. The college they're from. Totally forgot what it was. Wesleyan, that's what it was. Anyway, here's Happy Rappy by Das Racist.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's race, man.
No.
That's ridiculous.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Get that guap, get that money. Me heady, street cred, weed edge, green head.
Charles Ponzi, walk off like a Fonzie, sipping Don P, Don Glassy, John Africa, Buddha, Zude, write down my Agatha Christie mysteries, Officer Rick Ross, Gold Chain, Mr. T's, open every cell and out of cuss, selling Acuras, it's a commercial, room full of Dracula's big commercial, which little idiot wanna fill my piggy bank up more, much more, bid for Rushmore, Larry Johnson, the best first godson, Terry Clark, Kango, Luke Driscoll, piss on Dodge, Durango, Rango, Johnny Depp in it, Bay, repping it, Alameda, don't step in it, used to stay there, now I stay where young Icarus went to daycare, hey there, how you little kids better play fair.
Yeah, yo, this shit is too much, kid. One day I roll up, I be like, what up, kid? I'm fitter, happier, more productive. Until then, I lay home and bump this loveless. Yeah, that's my bloody Valentine. 40 crack it, don't call it my bloody Valentine. Call it my bloody country club. Hindu thuggy, come for blood. Won't stop yelling till I'm comfortable. Tumblr for wonderful. Keep it 100, I'm a dime like 10 times. Be the first to run if I hear some lead fly. Cause stands to see, sandwich on the bedside. But stack chips, Mr. Vegas, head side. I'll kill him with the... I'll kill him with the...
Hello, yes, Happy Rappy. This is what you're hearing right now, actually.
Hello, yes, Happy Rappy. This is what you're hearing right now, actually. Hello, yes, Happy Rappy. This is what you're hearing right now, actually. Hello, yes, Happy Rappy. This is what you're hearing right. Hello, yes, Happy Rappy. This is what you're hearing right now, actually. Hello, yes, Happy Rappy. This is what you're hearing right now, actually. Hello, yes, Happy Rappy. This is what you're hearing right now, actually. Hello, yes, Happy Rappy.
That was Happy Rappy by Das Racist. I got an interesting question during the break from my grandfather of all people. I'm not sure why he's listening to this. Hello, person in the yurt. I've been joined by people. Anyway. Somebody asked what a yurt was, why the radio station was named the yurt. Google it. It's a type of building, an interesting, very interesting looking building. Our radio station is called the yurt because it is housed in a yurt. That should clear things up. Anyway, next up is a gypsy punk band, a genre that not a lot of people know exists. This is Gogol Bordello with Super Theory of Super Everything. Enjoy.
First time I have read the Bible, it had struck me as unwitty. I think it may start a rumor that the Lord ain't got no humor. Put me inside SSC. Let's this super strength.
Gogol Bordello with Super Theory of Super Everything. Really awesome genre, gypsy punk. I'm going to be brief because there's an orientation in here. This is early Red Hot Chili Peppers with Get Up and Jump. Awesome bass line. Enjoy.
Jump, 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 jump
again, that was Red Hot Chili Peppers from one of their early albums. I already lost the song, so I'm not going to say which one. Another song from Gogol Bordello. This is Wanderlust King off of the just whatever album. I'm not good with albums today. I'm sorry. All right, this is Wanderlust King. Enjoy.
Back in the day, as we learned, a man was not considered to be. Consider to be fully grown. Has he not gone beyond the hills? Has he not crossed the seven seas?
Yeah, seven seas at least.
Now all them jokers kept around, just like a scarecrow's in hometown.
Yeah, scarecrow's in hometown.
From screen to screen, them traveling. But I'm a wanderlust king. I stay on the run.
Again, that was Gogol Bordello with Wanderlust King. Next up, we're going to have Frank Zappa with Keep It Greasy. If you're a music fan, music theory fan, try and count the time signature. It's impossible. If you see the, or if you hear the audio go out and something else play, it's just because we're testing something in the yurt. So don't be concerned, because I know you would. Anyway, here is Keep It Greasy off the Joe's Garage album.
Keep it greasy, so we'll go down easy. Roll it over and grease it down.
song goes on for another 3 minutes of jamming, and I do. Oh, my mic's low. That song goes on for another 3 minutes of jamming, and I don't really want to listen to that right now. Next up is Tom Waits, who sounds a lot like Cookie Monster in this song. This is God's Away on Business from the Blood Money album. Blood Money, I got it right. I got one album right today. Anyway, enjoy.
Someone to pull you out of that ditch. You're out of luck. Ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. There's a leak in the boiler room. The poor, the lame, the blind. Who are the ones that we kept in charge? Killers, thieves, and warriors. It's a job. Money moon rising with the plague and the fun. Doing the mob, doing the mob. It's all over. It's all over. It's all over. And there's a leap in the boiler room. The poor, the lame, the blind.
Tom Waits, or Cookie Monster, whatever you would like to call him, with God's Away on Business. I'm almost out of time. I got a song or two left. I got to run to this thing to get committee members because I don't have any. Anyway, I'm waiting for this Spotify ad to go, so I'm just going to keep talking. You can listen in. This is my new permanent time. I know last week I was on Monday, but this week and for the rest of the semester at least, I'm Tuesdays at 4 to 5. Please listen in because I enjoy having listeners. Here's a really creepy-ass song from a creepy-ass band who's playing in Northampton soon. I really want to go, but I don't have money. Here is Blue Rosebuds by The Residents.
Like a Roman skies have turned from gray to blue, but blue's not just a color of the rainbow. Its shade is not a hazy hue, but pure and hard, my blue sky blue. It's like a Roman candle burning rosebuds, blue rosebuds, blue rosebuds, blue.
That was The Residents, really, really awesome legendary band who are playing in Northampton on Friday, and I can't go because I'm broke and my job won't pay me. We have a new DJ here who is just getting orientated. I'll let her plug her show for you. Here you go.
Hey guys, this is Haley Jane. I'm here to remind you about two extremely important events happening this week. One, the first one, Thursday night at midnight. That's technically Friday at midnight. First thing you'll hear on a Friday. Tune in to Holler and Spit. Your one-stop shop for all the spooky, gory, and eerie mysteries that you'll ever want to hear. Plus some punk and hardcore, and these days the most contemporary in extreme underground music. And then Monday nights, 8:30 in the East Lecture Hall at FPH, come out to Gore Freak Theater, where I'll be screening Pieces, 1981. Come out for a good time. There'll be candy, and it'll be a raucous fun time. Okay, back to the show.
Thank you very much. Yes, please listen to more Yurt shows if you're listening to this. We have a lot of awesome programming, including my show, but also a ton of other really awesome shows. I'm going to wrap up the show in a second. Before I do that, nice to meet you. before I do that, I'm going to play one more song, and then I have to go to this free pizza party. I said that like I was sad about it. Like, oh, God, I have to have free pizza. Oh, that's the worst. Am I right? Anyway, let's see. I don't know what to play for my last song. Like, this is an important thing. I think I'm going to play a song from a little-known indie band. This is I Come to Shanghai. They're a band started by Robert Ashley, who is a video game reviewer turned musician. I used to follow him on Twitter and such because he was into video games and had really good opinions. However, he has a really awesome band called I Come to Shanghai. They have three albums out. This is from the first one. This is Your Lazy Eye. Enjoy.
Just like God planned it that way. not forever. Not really lazy after all.
I come to Shanghai with your lazy eye. That rhymed. I didn't know that before I said that. That was a coincidence. This ends my show for this week. As I said earlier, my show, The Ryan Hour, as I like to call it, is now Tuesdays at 4 to 5 p.m. Before I log out, before I head off, I forgot to do this. Shout out to Varun Anand, Broccoli. Broner Patrol. Anyway, as I was saying, Tuesdays at 4. Tuesdays 4 to 5. Who knows if I'll do late night stuff like I did last spring. Those were really fun. I had a lot of really cool, interesting, and shitty requests. I don't know. I'll just keep updating my Facebook, Twitter. That seems to be the place where people get information about this show. To bridge the gap between this show and the next show, which I think is at 8 or something. I think it's Fred and Susie's Adventure Hour. I'm going to play some ads first and then some reruns of my old shows if you can't get enough of me. So, I'm going to do that right now. Have fun with these ads. I'll see you guys next week. Have a great week. Goodbye.
After Night Delight on your radio with
Sal and Lisa.
We're on from 7 to 8 every Friday night.
We'll be playing a mixed bag of music.
Anything from indie to jazz, hip hop to rap.
Pop.
Not pop.
Come on, a little bit of energy. So tune in.
And we'll see you then.